Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Here we are, summer season. Everything changes a little bit for most of us. Not for all of us, but for most of us who have any connection to the school system, certainly. But in other ways, it's a time for vacations, a time for a little bit of change. It's time for warm weather, and we don't have to spend our time shoveling snow if we live in that part of the country. But I think the indications of changes of season, and we're certainly into the summer season completely right now, I think, though, we have to take a look at ourselves and say, what in me needs to change? What do I need to look at in me? You know how we put winter clothes away and we bring out summer clothes. That's just one minor indication of a change of season. But what about us spiritually? What do I need to discard? What do I need to make new? What do I need to change? Take an area, this what's left of June and July and August. What is it in me? Just one area. What is it in me that needs to change? See, the cycle of the seasons, those of us who live in areas of the world where we experience the four seasons, have almost an ingrown opportunity to make an assessment. Seasons change, and habits change, and activities change, and challenges change. It's a time to look at myself and say, what in me needs to be different? Today, we take a look at the first reading from the book of the prophet Amos, chapter 2, verses 6 to 10, and then verses 13 to 16. Thus says the Lord, for three crimes of Israel and for four, I will not revoke my word. Because they sell the just man for silver and the poor man for a pair of sandals. They trample the heads of the weak into the dust of the earth and force the lowly out of the way. Son and father go to the same prostitute, profaning my holy name. Upon garments taken in pledge, they recline beside any altar, and the wine of those who have been fined, they drink in the house of their God. In other words, there's just all kind of scandalous behavior going on toward God and toward one another and toward ourselves. And God says, yet it was I who destroyed the Amorites before them, who were as tall as the cedars and as strong as the oak trees. I destroyed their fruit above and their roots beneath. It was I who brought you up from the land of Egypt and who led you through the desert for 40 years to occupy the land of the Amorites. These are all the things you're doing, yet it was I who made it possible for you to come into the new land, into a land of promise and of hope. It was I who led you and cared for you and protected you. And the Lord is angry, justifiably so. And it tells us, beware, I will crush you into the ground as a wagon crushes when laden with sheaves. Flight shall perish from the swift, and the strong man shall not retain his strength. The warrior shall not save his life, nor the bowman stand his ground. The swift of foot shall not escape, nor the horseman save his life. And the most stout-hearted of warriors shall flee naked on that day, says the Lord. In other words, if we're depending on our own strength and our own abilities and our own gifts, we're not going to survive. Because there is a day of judgment when we can't escape. What are you doing right now that you would not want to face God with if you were to die today? Now, this is not morbid. This is just reality. What would you do? Is there anything in your life? You're being given grace. Even today, God is sharing himself with you, saying, follow me, trust me, thirst for me, hunger for me. Let my mercy cover you, and may you in turn be merciful to others. Are you living as the world would want you to go? Or are you living as God counsels you? You can't straddle a little of this and a little of that. It doesn't work that way. Because eventually, if you're straddling, the chasm widens and you're in trouble, serious trouble. So we really, right here, maybe you're going on vacation, maybe you're getting ready for a vacation, who knows where you are and what part of the world. But here you are going about business as usual. Brothers and sisters, you don't know the day nor the hour when God will call you. Neither do I. And so we want to live our lives in a way that we can render an account before God and be confident in it, trusting in His mercy, yes, in His forgiveness, yes, absolutely. I can't save myself, and I can't make myself holy. But if I choose to follow God's ways, God leads me in the path of grace. God leads me in the path of holiness. Is there anything in your life that causes you to straddle? One foot in God's camp and one foot in the camp of the world, or worse, the camp of the devil. Please take a look at that today. Do not let even today go by without looking at that. Psalm 50 tells us, remember this, you who never think of God. And there are many people who don't ever think of God. Out of sight, out of mind. Why do you recite my statutes and profess my covenant with your mouth, though you hate discipline and cast my words behind you? In other words, why are you a hypocrite? Why are you spending so much energy living two lives? When you see a thief, you keep pace with him, and with adulterers, you throw in your lot. To your mouth, you give free rein for evil. You harness your tongue to deceit. You sit speaking against your brother, against your mother's son. You spread rumors. When you do these things, shall I be deaf to it? Do you think that I am like yourself? I will correct you by drawing them up before your eyes. The Lord says, I will show you who you are. Brothers and sisters, don't ignore that. Look at yourself honestly. Do an honest self-assessment. Where are you really? Where are you duping yourself? Where are you trying to act as though everything is all right, and yet inside, as Scripture says, you're filled with dead man's bones. In other words, there are a lot of things going on in your life that could lead you to death, eternal death. Consider this, you who forget God, lest I rend you and there be no one to rescue you. He that offers praise as a sacrifice glorifies me, and to him that goes the right way, I will show the salvation of God. So praise of God, gratitude to God, obedience to God is going to set you free. Doesn't bind you. It actually sets you free. It's the paradox of the gospel. When we bind ourselves to Christ, we are free for the first time. Are you truly free? Don't straddle. And the gospel for today, Matthew chapter 8, verses 18 to 22. When Jesus saw a crowd around him, he gave orders to cross the other shore. A scribe approached and said to him, Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus answered him, Foxes have dens and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head. So here's somebody in enthusiasm says, I'm going to follow you wherever you go. And Jesus is saying, basically, I have no home here on earth. If you follow me, you're homeless, in a certain sense. Another of his disciples said to him, Lord, let me go first and bury my father. But Jesus answered him, follow me, let the dead bury their dead. Now, Jesus was not saying that you shouldn't care for your family over and over and over again. But he is saying that you have to put me first. I will help you meet your obligations. I will help you love your parents. I will help you in caring for those you have responsibility for. Put me first. That's over money, it's over relationships, it's over power, it's over prestige. Put me first over everything. You'd be amazed at how God puts it all together for us when we do that. When we do that. Today is the feast of Saint Cyril of Alexandria. He's in Egypt. He's remembered in the East as the pillar of the faith. In his copious writings, he conscientiously cited the church fathers, in particular Athanasius. He urged the heretical bishop Nestorius to revise his erroneous Christology. And with fatherly sternness, Cyril reminded Nestorius, it is essential to explain teaching and interpretation of the faith to the people in the most irreproachable way. Have you received good, solid teaching about the faith, about the church? Ask Saint Cyril to pray for you, that you might come across the good books, and I'll recommend them here. But there are other sources. That you have good books to read, that you spend time in prayer, that you read the word, that you participate in the sacraments. If you really want to be strong and want to belong to God, you need to live in the truth. And Saint Cyril's writings that you can pull up any time and read, especially now that we have access to the internet, let's use it for good reason. But he's very clear in here. He says that those who cause scandal even to only one of the little ones who believe in Christ will be subjected to an unbearable punishment. Look at all the human trafficking we have going on in the world today. Do you think that that goes unnoticed by God? Everyone responsible will one day render an account before God. And what is it Saint Cyril says? You will be subjected to an unbearable punishment unless you have repented. Mercy is always there for those who genuinely repent, turn away from their evil doing, and turn toward God. What is going on in your life? Oh, you say, well, I'm not a human trafficker. I'm not, I don't sell drugs. I don't do all these things. Blessed be God you don't, but what do you do? What are the ways in which you quench the life of Christ in you? Is it by speech? Is it by certain actions? Is it by attitude? Are you living as a disciple of Jesus Christ? Are you truly a son or daughter of God the Father? How are you living? I really urge you, brothers and sisters, to take a look. And if you get a chance, look up Saint Cyril online and read some of his material. Learn how clearly the church fathers and great theologians stood for the faith and unite your own life, your own heart with theirs. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I have a new booklet on the mercy of God available to you. It is entitled The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. I really urge you to read it. You can access it and receive it free by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. God bless you.